This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Everyone, and don't tell me you don't, but everybody thinks they've got a family recipe that's the best and could make mom or grandma or grandpa an absolute fortune if they would just bottle it and sell it. But you know what? It's so exhausting to even contemplate how to make the huge leap from, oh my God, Sadie, you could make a fortune off your spaghetti sauce or, you know, in my mom's case, shortbread, to actually putting in the work and turning it into a successful business. Not only did my guest today take that leap, she soared. Her family recipe is now one of Oprah's favorite things. Are you kidding me? And has been included in gift bags at both the Oscars and the Grammys this year. Founder of the Chai Box, Monica Sunny, is here to tell us how she turned her homemade chai tea into gold. Monica, welcome to Everyone Talks to Liz. And yes, I know that chai, I'm being redundant. Chai is actually Hindi for tea itself, so you don't have to say chai tea.
Yes, I am so glad, Liz, that you said that. First of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. I am a huge, huge fan of yours.
Oh, thank you so much. Right. So you're happy because, listen, a stop clock is right twice a day. I mean, at some points I get some things right. But I thought chai was a special kind of tea, like chamomile tea. You don't say, give me chamomile. You say, give me some chamomile tea. But chai in Hindi means simply tea, correct? Not what we know from the Americanized version that you get at Starbucks, right?
Right. Right. That's true. So chai, like you said, it means tea. So you can have chai without spice or with spice. Mm-hmm. In US, what we've been introduced to is masala chai, which is masala means spices. So masala chai is chai with lots of different spices, cardamom, ginger, fennel, what have you.
When did you start making your special chai?
Wow. I think I first had chai when I was probably 2 years old, probably in my bottle. but I have watched my mom make chai and do her chai meditation and chai ritual ever since I can remember. She would wake up in the morning and she would put on a pot of water, crushed spices, and make her chai and have her me time. And I grew up doing that. I grew up watching her do that. And I took that on as I was, getting older and I was able to make chai. That's the first thing my mom taught me how to make on a stovetop was how to make a cup of chai.
Oh, mine was chopped liver. Just kidding. But yes, we all have our ethnic foods that we absolutely love and our beverages. To me, chai is fascinating because you get a whiff of it and you know exactly what it is. So you developed your love of this growing up in India. And then when did you come to the States and you continue to make it in your own home?
Yes. So we left India in the 80s and I was 9 years old. We came directly to Atlanta, which is my home state. I've been here pretty much majority of my life. We moved here. And as you can imagine, as a 9 year old girl and along with my brother, we were in a totally different country, totally different culture. Just everything around us was so different. And honestly, I was homesick and I missed my family back home, my friends, and my parents immediately, like every immigrant story, right? They work hard and they save money. And then all of a sudden, my parents who were always around me were working. And, for me and my brother, it was that chai time with our parents that we grew up doing. That is that one thing that we long for. And that's the only thing that we were able to do with my with our parents because they were always working. And that just grounded me. That grounded my brother. That was a big piece of our life that was constant.
As you grew up and you had children of your own, you continue to make this tea. Talk about the pivotal moment, okay, Sunny, when suddenly you realize, wait a minute, I've got a business. And it wasn't even you thinking that. It was other moms at a play date?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. So, you know, I grew up here and when I had my boys, I realized that this piece of my culture, I wanted to instill that in my boys. So we started doing chai time every Friday after school. They would come home and I would have samosas and biscuits and chai, and we would do our chai time. And, you know, my oldest son, who has a lot of food allergies, most of the play dates were at my house because I could control the environment and the food. So all these moms on Friday would, you know, drop off their kids and we would have chai and they would watch this, you know, them making it. And they're like, this is so amazing, you know, and we would sit and have chai together. And it was such an amazing experience to have with your kids. And they wanted to replicate that. So they kept on saying, Monica, you need to do something about this. This is such an amazing thing to pass down to, you know, your kids. And we love doing that with our kids. And I was always saying, oh, come on, this is just something I'm doing. You know, I want to teach my boys, you know, I can teach you if you like, you know. So that's how it kind of started. It just organically started, you know, a want that I saw the need out there. And then one day my neighbor placed an order. And at that time, I didn't even really have a business. And he's like, you know what, I want 50 of these chai boxes, which is... it's actually a spice box that has all the spices that every household in India has, right? It is passed down from generation to generations. So when I was teaching my boys how to make chai, I took all the spices out of that box and I put sugar, tea leaves, a few of my favorite spices like cardamom, and a little index card that had instructions on how to make chai. So I would... you know, so we would use that box and my boys called it the chai box. So that's where the name for the company comes from, that it was really my boys who came up with that. And all these moms loved the chai box because they could use it, you know, in their homes. And my neighbor places an order for 50 of these and I don't even know where to go get them. I don't know where to source them. And I'm like, okay, that's when it hit me. This could be a business.
So you go to your basement, which is where... all great businesses start. I have learned it's either the garage or the basement. So you go in the basement, you start making this en masse. What were the first challenges you had to overcome in starting this business?
Well, one of the key challenges was sourcing. How do we source the best spices? And my husband is from a state called Kerala, which is in the south part of India, and it is the spice capital of the world. And so whenever I had spices from his house, they were so amazing, so fragrant, so fresh. And I knew that if we were going to do this right, we had to source sustainably and ethically. So that was one of the non-negotiables of our business, which was also the biggest challenge because now we had to source the right way. So immediately we had to go, you know, go into India, talk to the farmers and make sure that we were sourcing correctly. We sourced from small scale farmers who use regenerative farming, and that is not vastly used, you know, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure you go through all the protocols and the procedures to ensure everything that we're getting back here is pesticides free, you know, and is cultivated correctly the way up to our standards. So supply chain is always a huge issue.
Sure. I would imagine. This is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we'll be right back. And then I know a lot of you have had this experience because for those of us who in 2020 were all sent home and we were stuck in a lockdown during the pandemic, we had a lot of time on our hands and I saw an ad for Masterclass and I thought, I want to better myself. I want access to all of these brilliant people who teach you things. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn learn and grow with more than 200 plus of the world's best and smartest. For just under 10 bucks a month, an annual membership with MasterClass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And I don't care, you can wake up one morning and say, I want to learn about business. And then another where you say, I want to learn how to survive in the wild if I have no water and no fire to make me warm. You can access MasterClass on your phone, on your computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. And the classes totally make a difference. Don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with MasterClass. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/Liz. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/Liz. Masterclass.com/Liz. You're still working at your consulting job, correct? What
Yes.
happened during the pandemic that upended, well, everybody's world, but yours in particular?
So the pandemic definitely impacted both my and my husband's jobs. But it was really a blessing in disguise, because at that moment, with the pandemic, everybody's at home. Everybody's, self-care is a huge thing, and that people are ordering chai. People are gifting people chai. People are watching my chai meditation on Instagram, which I do every morning. And it just, it grounded people. I had, nurses and doctors were DMing me saying, this is so nice and soothing. This is such a hectic time in our lives right now. Yeah. Like watching the chai meditation or doing the chai meditation is like really, really helping us through. So we saw the biggest growth in our business. So my husband, even though he got called back to his job, I was like, you're not going anywhere. you have to stay with the chai box. So it really became both of our full-time jobs.
How do you go from that to Oprah's favorite thing? Because as I say, that is the holy grail of product placement. And you can just pretty much write your own ticket once you become one of Oprah's favorite things, right? Did you apply for this or something?
So, first of all, Oprah has been my dream ever since I came to the United States. I think in 85 is when her show launched. And forever, as a little girl, I wanted Oprah to try my chai. So having Oprah just, endorse us was a dream come true. But for our business, but personally, it has been a huge accomplishment of mine that she actually tried. She actually tries everything that she picks. It's not like her team. It's her final go. I think there was various different things that kind of led up to how Oprah picked us. One of the things was the team was watching our time meditations. And the other way was, I think they stopped. Yeah, when we in 2020, we did a trade show, Atlanta trade show. Their team, Oprah's team, stopped by our booth and tried our chai. So that was second. The third thing that happened in this transformational year, I feel like, for the chai box and myself, was that we were part of Johnson & Johnson's Women Leadership Program, which the person who was in charge was also watching my Thai meditation and reached out, and we actually gifted Oprah a chai box. So all that stuff had happened, and then we get an email, and it was a Gmail account. And it said, we'd like to be considered for Oprah's favorite things. And my husband was like, is this really legit? Like, is this really spam? So, and I was like, let me just give this lady a call. And it turns out that she was interning at Oprah Daily and actually wanted us to submit, create like a gift set for Oprah so she could try. So we did. And they told us, this could take months. So, this is not, a final thing, that we'll let you know towards end of summer. And we went through a few rounds. We overnighted some gift sets. And the end of August is when we got the email. And Liz, let me just tell you, my heart literally stopped. It was that moment. I will never forget it. Oh, I will never forget it.
I'm getting excited. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what a great story. I mean, here you are coming to this country at age 9, watching your parents walk out the door at the crack of dawn, constantly working just to give you guys a better life. Then you're working, and this is a side hustle, not even. Mm-hmm. And look what it became. So that must have led to so many different things, including the Oscar gift boxes and for the Grammys, et cetera. What does that do for you? Because obviously, and me being from LA, I know all about this because, you know, if you get your stuff into one of those goodie bags, the celebrities and the presenters who get them use them, mention them. I mean, you keep saying your chai meditations. It sounds like social media and word of mouth have been in this cosmic crash together for your product.
You know what? You're right. I think the best type of marketing is word of mouth. And we've been very fortunate that people who have found us through social media and our friends and family who are huge advocates of our chai and our just Indian community who, you know, is the biggest compliment you can get as somebody who's making chai is having it indoors. Yes, of course, Oprah and celebrities, but the mom and dads, the uncles and aunties that we call the Indian community, when they endorse it, because everybody thinks they can make, nobody can make chai better than them. Mm-hmm. To have, you know, the community endorse it is huge. Yes, definitely, you know, having our chai in the Grammys and the Oscars was amazing. We had huge even mentions in India by just, you know, on TV and on different media channels, which I would have never imagined that would happen.
Monica, tell me about the tougher times. We're hearing all these great successes. I don't want people to think that this was all smooth sailing for you because I know how these things go. Were there points where you thought, what am I doing? This is not working.
Well, you know, Liz, the funny thing about the way this business turned out is, you know, it's always been my side hustle. It was, you know, something I did for my, it was my passion. And when it took off, you know, I had a decision to make. Am I going to continue working or am I going to put my time and effort into this business? Because, you know, it's hard to give up the income that's coming in and
scary.
Then work 80 hours a week to get paid nothing. Right. So, I mean, there's several moments in my life where, you know, when I was thinking, okay, when should I do that? When do we make that step? With the pandemic, it just naturally happened. Mm-hmm. And then the bigger challenges came because when Oprah came, that news, I mean, it was amazing. I was so excited. But then you had that moment like, oh my gosh, we have to be prepared. So that's when the panicking started in midst of the pandemic, because they were supply chain again was a huge issue. Things were getting, you know, congested on ports, and we couldn't get all our supplies. And I was constantly, just constantly in fear, like we're not going to be able to have our product ready for this. So I lost a lot of sleepless nights. But that's really very recent. One of the things I can tell you is when I started making the concentrate, which is my son and I worked on it for an entire year. We had 174 batches. Wow. And there was a moment and I was thinking, why the, can I say hell?
Yes, of course.
I'm like, why the hell can I not get this right? I mean, I am Indian. I've been drinking tea since I was 2. Like, why can I not get this recipe right? And, you know, it was really frustrating. There were times where we would be working till 2-3 in the morning. And and then I just had to have faith. You know what? I'm going to keep going. Because, you know, when you have passion for something, you know, you have to be, to me, passion is something that you're willing to work hard for. So no matter whether it's supply chain or you're not getting the product right, or, you know, you we self-funded all the chai box. So a lot of times that's a painful thing to do as well, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, we work through it. I have an amazing, amazing partner. Right. My husband is wonderful. My kids help. My community helps. So I couldn't do any of this without them. And I feel like every barrier I've had to lean on my community and my father, who's, you know, my business consultant.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you actually had to wrap your arms around a lot of challenges, and so much of this is timing. I mean, yes, you of course want to be an Oprah's favorite thing, but then the orders come flowing in, and if you can't fill them, you risk upending everything and upsetting people, and then they don't come back a second time if you can't fill the orders on time. We had the Beekman 802. These are the goat milk beauty and artisan guys. They came on, and I was talking to them about their great opportunities, and when Home Shopping Network called them and QVC, they turned them down because they said as much as we wanted to be on there, which they eventually did, they did not want to fall into that pit of I can't fill the orders kind of nightmare. So I love how you happen to be able to wrap your arms around all of this and manage it, certainly. You know, what advice do you have for people listening who say, well, I've got a recipe and I know it's really good, but I don't know how to do it. And I don't even have a basement. I live in an apartment. What do you say to them?
Listen, I will tell everybody loud and clear, just go for it. Because you know what, Liz? I started the business, we launched in 2016, 2017 to 2019. I was working full time and I went to, on the weekends, every store possible that I could go and say, here, try my chai. It is different. You're going to love it. Let me tell you all the health benefits about it. I, you know, did pop-ups. Every weekend I would spend 8 to 10 hours just going out there anywhere and anybody that would have me to just kind of let them try my chai, talk about it. So you've got to put the work in it. But the first step is just going for it. You've got to believe in yourself and say, you know what? And if nobody likes it, that's okay. But at least you've got to be true to yourself and just do it. And believe me, I've had a lot of people. I'm in the South where sweet tea is huge. And for people to be trying chai, which is something different, and some, you know, it's very hard to sell.
Yeah, it's like Starbucks going to England and launching. And I remember when they did that, everyone said, who do you think you are trying to sell coffee to tea drinkers? Yeah. You can do this. And Monica, you are living proof of that. Good luck to you and the gang at Chai Box. I love this story. I'm so excited for you and the future that you have ahead of you.
Thank you so much, Liz. That means so much.
Okay, so hello, you guys, no excuses. I'm sorry. She loses her job. She starts it in the basement. She's meeting with farmers, which is something most of us have never done, and I'm quite sure Monica hadn't done before, but this is what you do. You just dive in. And I really hope that as you listen to these stories, you seize upon them and say, why not me? Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you 3 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday on Fox Business.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.